We now take up verse 38. Unnata prapado gudha gulfa samvrita parshnikah pina jangha slishta janu sthuloru pronamat katihi. So the first name is Unnata prapadaha, and this is interpreted as Padagre unnate yasya sonnata prapado mataha. The one, the four fronts of whose feet are elevated. So he is unnata prapadaha. And then comes gudha gulfaha. Gulfa is ankle, kurma prishtha samakara bhava aunnatyamiritam padamula gatavasthi granthiya chhaditau yadi nunnatatvena drishyete gudha gulphastadochyate. The gudha gulphaha, that is whose ankles, both the ankles, are invisible, are hidden, and they are hidden by the elevation or by too much of concentration of fat there. Kurma prishtha samakara bhava aunnatyamiritam. And they are just like the back of the turtle, and so they are a little elevated. And those, the two knots of bones, are covered with fat, and they are so elevated that they are invisible. They cannot be seen. Nunnatatvena drishyete. That is why Sri Ganesha is named as Gudha Gulfaha. The interpretation is not quite clear to me. I am not getting the real picture of how he is trying to explain the covering of his ankles by elevation. The next name, Samvrita Parshnikaha, that is quite clear. Samvrita Parshnikaha, that he says, Gulfa dho bhagayor mansapurtya samvrita parshnikaha. The back portion of the toe is hidden on account of fat, too much concentration of fat. That much is very clear. Samvrita parshnikaha. And then the next name is Pina jangha. Pindike mansale asya. Pina jangha sakathyate. Jangha is leg, whose legs are, both the legs are fatty. So he is called Pina jangha. And then the next name is Slishta janukaha. Jangho sandhi yugmanchet aspashtang slishta janukaha. The knee, janu is knee. The knee represents the joint of the leg and thighs. Legs and thighs, joint is knee. If that is not quite clearly visible, so that is why he is so fatty, and he is very healthy, and Sri Ganesha's health and his voluminous body is always an object of concentration and meditation. So his knees also are slishtas, that is, they are so much fatty that they are also not visible clearly. The joints are not visible because they are slishta. The legs and the thighs, where they meet, it is not clearly discernible. That is why he is called Slishta Janukaha. And then the Sthulo Ruhu. This is very clear. Whose th- whose thighs are fat. Sthulo ruhu uru yugalang sthulang yasya satatha smritah. And then pron namat katihi, anam ron namat katir yasya. There is some misprint here. Anam ron namat katir yasya saproktah pron namat katihi. It should be namro namat katir yasya saproktah pron namat katihi. So, whose waist, kati is waist, whose kati, waist, is quite, it bows down, at the same time, it is elevated. Bowing down and elevated, both characteristics are shared by his waist. So he is called Pronamat Katihi. The exact picture, again, is not very clear. Kati is generally, kati of women is described as very thin. But here it is Namra as well as Unnamat. So, Pronamat Katihi. Not very clear. Because it is, perhaps it is intended to convey the sense of invisibility even there, Pronamat Katihi. Because of his fatty body, it is very difficult to discern or distinguish the kati from his stomach or the lower portion of his body. So here ends verse 38.